Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC, and what is happening with the trains? If you're a Long Island Railroad rider, you know that things were really bottled up yesterday after a problem around Jamaica Station on every line except the Port Washington branch, which doesn't run through Jamaica. Those of you who keep hearing the Port Washington branch is okay. That's why. It's the only line on the LIRR that does not actually run through Jamaica. And then this morning we have those Amtrak problems. Here's the latest on that. Amtrak says low voltage problems caused train service to be stopped between New York City and Washington and between Philadelphia and Harrisburg. The hour-long shutdown this morning along the Northeast Corridor derailed commuters for the second time this month. 2 weeks ago, a fallen tree knocked out power and rail signals. NJ Transit says Northeast Corridor and North Jersey Coastline trains are operating 60 to 90 minutes behind schedule as of a short time ago. Midtown Direct trains are still diverting to Hoboken. Philadelphia's Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority says service has resumed, but with one-hour delays. And again, Long Island Railroad commuters in the separate incident are facing significant delays after canceling 33 westbound morning trains because of that switching station fire yesterday. So are there underlying infrastructure problems here? I think that our next guests will say that there are. Melissa Lafsky is with The Infrastructurist. Steve Anderson is with Infrastructure USA. You can figure out what both of them study. Steve, welcome back. Melissa, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. Glad to be with you.
And Melissa, what can you tell us about what happened on the Northeast Corridor this morning?
Well, it's interesting. We've had sort of a perfect storm of infrastructure problems in the New York area, and it's a pretty rare occurrence. It's not a rare occurrence that we have power outages along the Northeast Corridor, and that is what happened today. The last time it happened was not very long ago, August 11th. A tree fell and took the power out and caused massive delays for Amtrak, and now we have a similar power outage. It's a lot more widespread today. It's affecting Amtrak, MARC in Maryland, SEPTA in southeast Pennsylvania, and, of course, New Jersey Transit.
But when a tree falls, that just sounds like an accident. Does this imply an infrastructure deficit?
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that a falling tree could cause a power outage that would take out half of the Northeast Corridor is endemic. It's a sign that there is a problem. The Northeast Corridor has needed plenty of work, including updating a number of things, the power system, and very much included in that. And $112 million of the stimulus fund that's going towards high-speed rail will be devoted towards updating the Northeast Corridor. But when we have scenarios like this, I think it's pretty clear that that's not necessarily going to be enough.
Steve Anderson, from what I understand, the power station that failed today is in Richmond, Pennsylvania. It produces 180 megawatts. It's been in service since 2002 and something called a static inverter type plant. Are you familiar with what that means? And again, 2002 doesn't sound that old. The Long Island Railroad thing was, I think, like a century old piece of equipment. But with respect to what happened in Pennsylvania, what does it tell us about our infrastructure?
We have to use these examples. These are like litmus tests. They are telling us about our infrastructure. In the world of infrastructure, transportation failures are the worst game changers. They are the absolute worst. They paralyze the workforce. They paralyze people's lives. And each one of these rare occurrences are happening all too often, and therefore they aren't too rare at all. And today, it is this particular voltage issue, details of which most of us can't even understand. Hopefully there are people who can. Yesterday was the Long Island Railroad. Every day it's congestion. It's about mass transit failures. It's about roadways that aren't there. And we have put our heads in the sand because we have said it'll just be taken care of tomorrow, and we can stop worrying about it. These are indications of a crisis that has not been addressed.
So what do you propose?
there is no doubt what needs to be done. There are no longer people who are doubters who say we don't have a problem. It is the political will. It is the demand of citizens to say this must be an investment that this generation makes across the board. We must recognize we have used up so much of what worked so well for so long, and therefore we need a new pair of shoes. And we've got to put the money in, we've got to recognize what our priorities are, and we have to demand that those people who we have entrusted with the management of these assets come up with plans that we will then agree to fund. We need to spend money so that our lives are improved and so the lives of the future generations are insured.
Melissa, are you familiar with the Long Island Railroad incident?
I am.
There, it really sounds like we need a new pair of shoes, because this switching station fire seemed to happen I don't know if the piece of equipment itself was 100 years old, but this manual switching system that they use Jamaica Station is 100 years old, isn't it?
Well, it does date to 1913, so it'll have its centennial in a couple of years. And it's a manual system. The irony is that the equipment is scheduled to be replaced later this year. The Long Island Railroad has invested in a computerized system. And so in that sense, it's a bit of an example of very bad timing. Had the computerized system been put into place, this signal fire wouldn't necessarily have caused the mass havoc that it did. But it's really this perfect storm of the New Jersey Transit, Amtrak, and the Long Island Railroad all happening at once. Maybe we should look at it as some kind of a sign that absolutely more needs to be done in terms of investment in infrastructure updates. We're dealing with systems that are 100 years old. I mean, the New York subway is the perfect example. And we can't simply say that, well, we have an excellent subway system, or we have the Long Island Railroad, and now we can rest on our laurels. Infrastructure requires constant updates as well as advances in technology. And right now, there is the technology available to run the Long Island Railroad very smoothly. It's just it costs money. And also, it will require certain sacrifices. For instance, not routing all of the Long Island Railroad trains through Jamaica, which has been a subject of debate for a while. If Jamaica was not such a massive hub that really controlled the rest of the entire Long Island Railroad, this wouldn't have been the disaster that it was.
We just have a minute left, but let me get George from the Upper West Side on the air calling in. You're part of various railroad groups, George?
That's correct, Brian. I am very involved in a lot of these things and have written about it, et cetera. The head of electric traction for Amtrak spoke before one of the groups about a year ago and went into great detail. One of the critical issues, and your speakers have done an excellent job pointing this out, is that these are very old units, some of them original to the days when electricity was first put in for industrial use. But the transformers are now one of the critical things to be changed. They have an active program. They've even gotten funding for it and are slowly doing one after the other. But very much in the way one saw that this house with the switches took out an entire part of the network, if a transformer goes down, the same thing happens to an entire section of the track. Probably that's what happened partly today. I don't know the exact facts about today. But what the public also needs to understand is when they hear about federal funding for Amtrak, there are two parts to Amtrak. One is the operating budgets that cover the cost of trains actually moving, operating, and the other part is the infrastructure cost. And as you have two people talking about infrastructure, we have to understand that we are, in effect, eating our seed corn. The geniuses who created what we have in the New York metropolitan area really did the last of the big stuff. Last of it, I guess, would have been in the 60s, at the end of Robert Moses' reign. We really haven't done much since then, and that's true of the whole country, that we've been living on the investments of prior generations, right, and that we need to focus on that.
George, thank you for your call, and Brian, that's where we leave it on this. Stephen, we're going to have to end it here, I'm sorry to say, but again, after the low-voltage problems with Amtrak today, NJ Transit says Northeast Corridor and North Jersey Coastline trains are operating 60 to 90 minutes behind schedule. There are still some delays on Amtrak along those lines, too. and Long Island Railroad commuters still facing significant delays if your train goes through Jamaica because of the switching station fire yesterday. And we thank Stephen Anderson from Infrastructure USA and Melissa Lafsky from The Infrastructurist. Thank you both.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Up next, the intellectual property debate with the author of a book called Common as Air. Stay tuned.